A most entertaining co-creation of late Victorian England is The Diary of a Nobody by brothers George and Weedon Grossmith. The Diary is a comic novel which pokes fun at middle-class pretensions. The nobody in question is the London clerk, Charles Pooter, who lives with his wife, Carrie, at The Laurels, Brickfield Terrace, Holloway. The novel begins with an introduction of deliciously Pooterish pomposity. Why should I not publish my diary? I have often seen reminiscences of people I have never even heard of, and I fail to see, because I do not happen to be a somebody, why my diary should not be interesting. My only regret is that I did not commence it when I was a youth. Charles makes up for lost time in the 15 months that follow. The entries in his diary recount the small vexations of he and his family's daily life, many of them arising from his unconscious self-importance and his waggish adult son, Lupin. We join Charles Pooter on Christmas Eve, when he receives an insulting Christmas card. Christmas Day is more of a success, though the party courts disaster when Charles' speech about Christmas good feeling leads to a round of unsolicited kissing, and Charles is left feeling hot under the collar. December the 24th. I'm a poor man, but I would gladly give 10 shillings to find out who sent me the insulting Christmas card I received this morning. I never insult people. Why should they insult me? The worst part of the transaction is that I find myself suspecting all my friends. The handwriting on the envelope is evidently disguised, being written sloping the wrong way. I cannot think either Gowing or Cummings would do such a mean thing. Lupin denied all knowledge of it, and I believe him, although I disapprove of his laughing and sympathising with the offender. Mr. Franching would be above such an act, and I don't think any of the Mutlars would descend to such a course. I wonder if Pitt, that impudent clerk at the office, did it, or Mrs. Burrell, the charwoman, or Berwin Fosselton. The writing is too good for the former. The card, it turns out, was meant for Lupin, who is in the habit of receiving insulting Christmas cards, and of sending them too. Christmas Day. We caught the 10:20 train at Paddington and spent a pleasant day at Carrie's mother's. The country was quite nice and pleasant, although the roads were sloppy. We dined in the middle of the day, just 10 of us, and talked over old times. If everybody had a nice, uninterfering mother-in-law such as I have, what a deal of happiness there would be in the world. Being all in good spirits, I proposed her health, and I made, I think, a very good speech. I concluded, rather neatly, by saying, on an occasion like this, whether relatives, friends or acquaintances, we are all inspired with good feelings towards each other. We are of one mind and think only of love and friendship. Those who have quarrelled with absent friends should kiss and make it up. Those who happily have not fallen out can kiss all the same. I saw the tears in the eyes of both Carrie and her mother, and must say that I felt very flattered by the compliment. The dear old Reverend John Pansy Smith, who married us, made a most cheerful and amusing speech, and said he should act on my suggestion respecting the kissing. He then walked round the table and kissed all the ladies, including Carrie. Of course, one did not object to this, but I was more than staggered when a young fellow named Moss, who was a stranger to me, and who had scarcely spoken a word through dinner, jumped up suddenly with a sprig of mistletoe and exclaimed, "Hello, I don't see why I shouldn't be in on this scene." Before one could realise what he was about to do, he kissed Carrie and all the rest of the ladies. Fortunately, the matter was treated as a joke, and we all laughed. But it was a dangerous experiment, and I felt very uneasy for a moment as to the result. I subsequently referred the matter to Carrie, but she said, "Oh, he's not much more than a boy." I said that he had a very large moustache for a boy. Carrie replied, I didn't say he was not a nice boy. Merry Christmas, everyone. May you be inspired with good feelings to one another and better humour than Charles Pooter.